Antonín Dvořák's Romance, played by violinist Midori. KBOC is supported by Subaru Superstore of Chandler, a local family-owned and operated dealership celebrating Subaru's A Lot to Love event. To find the Subaru that fits your lifestyle through September 3rd, online at shopsubaru.com. Listener-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD. It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts. An update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. Orchestra members aren't the only ones mad about the Minnesota Orchestra's lockout of musicians and refusal to negotiate contracts. Now, some of today's top composers are protesting as well. Last week, 91 composers, including John Corigliano, Philip Glass, Augusta Reed Thomas, and others, sent an open letter to the orchestra's musicians, administrators, and board, asking that all the parties in the dispute get the talks back on track. The immediate issue for most of them was the cancellation of the 2013 Minnesota Orchestra Composer Institute, an important way for young composers of symphonic works to hear their works rehearsed and performed, with more experienced composers guiding them. We know with certainty that the cancellation of the Minnesota Orchestra Composer Institute will have a lasting and negative impact on American music, the composers wrote in their letter. Hedge fund billionaire John A. Paulson already owns three Steinway & Sons pianos and, as the old Gillette commercial says, he liked them so much, he bought the company. On Wednesday, his firm, Paulson & Company, agreed to buy Steinway Musical Instruments for $512 million, beating out bids from Kohlberg & Company and Samick Musical Instruments of South Korea, which is Steinway's biggest shareholder. "I've always been enamored with the product," Mr. Paulson said. "You have Mercedes in cars and top brands in every other area, but no one has such a high share of the high end," he said. Steinway CEO Michael T. Sweeney said, "We're fortunate in this case that John is a personal fan of our product. His love for the instrument gives him the insight as to how we can build the business." Paulson vowed to keep the business largely as it is. His strategy centers on expanding Steinway's reach around the world. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbaq.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and join us every weekday at noon for the Mozart Buffet, an hour of music by Mozart and his contemporaries. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University. It's Johann Strauss Jr., the Waltz King, next, and his Tales from the Vienna Woods on 89.5 KBOC.